I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
It was a beautiful day. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Your calls, they're always welcome here. 844-967-2789. Going to turn topically, but first, Dick from Madison, see where Dick takes us. What rabbit hole we go down next? Dick, what do you got for us?
Oh, boy, the Trump speech, that was the best, wasn't it?
You know, I didn't watch it in real time, but the threats of the, you know, the prosecution riots. So, well, like, if he gets prosecuted, you know it's going to be unfair. And, you know, in his words, right, it's going to be a racist prosecutor because, you know, he's white and orange and probably black, question mark.
So he went full Mussolini. I mean, you could just see Stephen Miller and Bannon's fingerprints all over the speech. You know, especially the part Trump, you know, should have overthrown the election. The only thing I was surprised he left out, why not jail Mike Pence for not overthrowing the election? And all of it was beautiful in that, guess what? It was done on the anniversary of Adolf Hitler taking over Germany in 1933.
Well, you didn't see the statement then last night, separate of the speech, Dick. Donald Trump said effectively a confession, if you believe in such things, that Mike Pence should have overturned the election. And the fact that, you know, they're now trying to change the Electoral College, they're trying to reform and close any specter of a loophole that a guy like Trump might think he has. He's using his justification to say, well, see, they screwed me the whole time, and that's why they got to, you know, backfill the laws. But, of course, what he's effectively done, Dick, is he's confessed. He said, of course, I wanted Mike Pence to overturn the election.
Well, first and one last thing. Don't get too excited out there about Lindsey Graham saying something about it. I bet before the end of the week he's down in Mar-a-Lago groveling, and he pulls back everything he said.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Over and under on that.
It's pretty bad when Donald Trump elicits a response from our buddy from South Carolina, Lindsey. I do declare Lindsey got the vapors. Even Lindsey Graham knew that was a bridge too far.
Well, I still see him totally flipping before the end of the week.
Lindsey? Oh, yeah. Oh, he'll flip-flop. Dick, appreciate the call, man. 844.
You're your own worst enemy here, Mr. President. Knock it off.
Well, Lindsey didn't agree with the pardons. You know, here is the ever strong of backbone, Senator Susan Collins, fancy brain, gonna need your help. Here is a similar quote unquote strong reaction from the Republican caucus. First, her comments on Joe Biden and his decision that he wants to impanel a black woman on the U.S. Supreme Court. But we'll get to the Trump stuff in just a moment. Susan Collins, cut 30, please.
I believe that diversity benefits the Supreme Court, but the way that the president has handled this nomination has been clumsy at best.
There has been no nomination, so stick it in your you-know-what, Susan. More from the senator, Senator Susan Collins. It's not supposed to be political. You remember the Kavanaugh and the Coney Barrett and the Gorsuch? Not political. Cut 31.
It adds to the further perception that the court is a political institution like Congress when it is not supposed to be.
Sister, that ship sailed. Yeah. Yes, Pee-wee, I concur. More from Senator Susan Collins, Republican, if you're unaware. She's open to whomever. Cut 32.
I certainly am open to whomever he decides to nominate. My job as a senator is to evaluate the qualifications.
So it should take you about maybe 6 hours or so, right?
We'll see. Because, of course, as pointed out earlier, there hasn't actually been a nomination yet. Now she turns to Trump and Susan Collins. She did vote to what? Convict Donald Trump on the January 6th matter? She was one of the handful of Republicans that voted to convict. Yet, here is her strong words when asked, you know, would she vote for Trump again? Cut 33.
Well, certainly it's not likely, given the many other qualified candidates that we have that have expressed interest in running.
But if he wins the nomination, put her down for a yes. One more, Senator Susan Collins. Now, over the course of the weekend, don't forget, Saturday, deep in the heart of Texas, Trump was promising pardons, you know, if he won re-election, just to let some patriots, you know, they've been so falsely persecuted for their patriotism, trying to back up his screwing and the fact that it was rigged election, they stole it from him. Well, here's how Susan Collins reacted to Trump promising pardons. 34.
I do not think the president should have made, President Trump should have made that pledge to do pardons. We should let the judicial process proceed.
You don't think he should be offering pardons? Wow. Wow.
Strong words for someone who thought that he learned his lesson the first impeachment.
Here's what George Conway, you remember him? He's married to Kellyanne Conway, part of the, what do they call it? The Lincoln Project.
To which, even though I agree with him on a lot of points, I still question his judgment.
He is married to Kellyanne Conway. He says today, time to read Trump his Miranda rights after his weekend outburst. Just a little bit from Conway, appearing on CNN's New Day on Monday morning. Conservative attorney George Conway stated that former President Donald Trump did not do himself or his lawyers any favors by talking about the January 6th Capitol riot over the weekend. No, I don't think he did. On Saturday, the former president claimed he would consider pardoning the January 6th insurrectionist if he was reelected in 24. And then on Sunday, he issued a statement where he all but admitted he was attempting to get former VP Mike Pence to change the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. Speaking to co-hosts Brianna Keeler and John Berman, Conway, the husband of former Trump advisor Kellyanne, said the former president's lawyers need to reel him in. Yes, you think? With regard to Trump dangling pardons to insurrectionists, Conway stated, if it were possible for someone to have violated their oath of office before even taking it, he just did that right there. As far as practical legal implications of it are concerned, it actually goes to his intent for the second time he was impeached, his intent to obstruct, to cause an insurrection on Capitol Hill. He actually wanted them to do this. And the fact that he is now praising them for having done this shows his intent was pretty much, his state of mind was pretty much, as former press secretary Stephanie Grisham described it, he was glad they did it. And that in turn goes to the potential criminal investigation that he's been apparently very much afraid of given the speech he just gave. This goes to, again, his intent to obstruct, and I'm using the words in Title 18, Section 152 of 151 2C of the U.S. Civil Code, to obstruct or otherwise impede the official proceedings before Congress to count the electoral votes. Oh, that's a criminal code. My bad. More Devil's Advocates Hour 2 is next.
And we can all look in a mirror and find some blame somewhere.
I know how you feel, but go home and go home in peace.
So if you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously.